when was the last time you took a roll of camera film to be developed? Were you able to find a local business to do the developing, or were major retailers like Walgreens the only option?
In 2023, Appleton's only photo and video store closed permanently. It had served the community for over 30 years.
Some local photographers decided to do something about it, banding together to create Photo Op, a nonprofit visual workspace in downtown Appleton.
At Photo Op, everybody from hobbyists to professional photographers are welcome to use the community darkroom and attend workshops.
The organization is committed to keeping the art of film photography alive at a time when people may be looking for a break from the digital world.
John Adams has worked in the film and video industry for more than two decades. He is a freelance assistant director and co-founder of Photo Op. And Char Brandis is a hobbyist photographer. She serves on the board of Photo Op. John and Char, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
John, starting with you, you're one of the founders of Photo Op. Can you talk about the origin story and what inspired you to start this organization in your community?
Yeah, so it was founded between three of us, Graham Washaka and Mark Farrell. The idea came to us years and years ago of just really trying to create a community space and then also a photo community, you know, a dark room, a processing lab, be able to have a space for community to kind of gather and collect communal thoughts and be able to express themselves together.
What kind of response have you seen from the community in these first few years of Photo Op?
It's been great. You know, it's an evolving thing always. You know, anytime you start something new and you start something that is not necessarily for you, it evolves. But it's been really, really fantastic just being able to have new programming, have new opportunities, be from education to career development to the arts. Things pop up all the time. And it's really, really great to both have a space for us to gather and create together. And then also for us to have a voice inside of the greater community.
And Char, you're involved with a lot of the programming at Photo Op. What kind of people come through your doors to participate in workshops and the community darkroom?
Yeah, we have all walks of life that come through these doors. Most people have some sort of interest in photography or visual arts, but their experience levels range anywhere from having never touched a camera before and interested in learning all the way to professionals that have been in the industry for decades. And it's really about putting those people next to each other to learn and develop techniques and experiment and fail with their art form.
Do community members like feed off of each other's creativity and knowledge?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening in every single one of our programs.
And you're, from what I understand, a hobbyist photographer. Do you see Appleton through a new or different lens with all the photography going on?
I mean, definitely. As a hobbyist, I'm not like integrated into that professional field as much. And so I was doing a lot of art just on my own, like in my basement. And so then coming into Photo Op and meeting all of these new friends and people that share that passion has been a game changer.
What have you learned personally?
From a technical standpoint, the list goes on and on. It's very easy looking back over the last couple of years to see a change and just like an overall progression in my photography. But I mean, it's more about the people and talking to someone else about something and learning something completely new that I maybe would have never tried before, picking up a totally different camera, for example, or a totally different film stock.
So, John, Photo Op is housed in this 100-year-old former synagogue. Can you tell us about the space and how you've repurposed it?
Yeah, it's such a beautiful space. I love it personally. I love working in older buildings and that kind of stuff. So we basically purchased it from a church. It was for sale. I had been on the market for a while, and we really wanted to create something that was built for the community. And being able to repurpose an old building in a historic part of downtown Appleton is really great. We're in a neighborhood, so you know, there's only so much and so big we can get with it, but it works so well. We've been able to redo the upper chapel to be able to have it be
work great for events and for art galleries and movie screenings and all that kind of stuff. So we did a lot of work. We were partnered with the Focus on Energy to get some grants, which was wonderful to help us fund some of it. But really a lot of it has just kind of come off of the backs of our local community and small donations and a lot of sweat equity, a lot of people donating time and energy. So yeah, upper space is gallery and event space. And then the lower level is like our workspace. And we have our dark room down there, a little shooting space, a place for meetings and small gatherings, photo setup, all that kind of stuff. So it worked really, really well for what we're trying to do. And it's an inspiring place to be.
I'm thinking about how there might be generations now of people who've never stepped foot in a dark room, who don't know what a dark room is. Can you give us a tour?
The dark room is such a special place, especially to me. And I mean, you step foot into a room like that and, you know, the lights are dim. You've got that red amber light going on. You've got chemistry running and you're really working with a photograph that you intentionally slowed down and took. And now you're projecting it and then creating something tangible and genuine. And there's just something about that first time in the dark room when you slide your print into the developer and you watch your image come up. That's just magical.
Shar, does it make you think differently about the camera on your smartphone?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I mean, today we're taking more pictures than we have ever before because of smartphones. But we spend so much less time with them. You're just kind of snapping. You're capturing moments. But when you put a camera, whether it's digital or film, in your hands, it gives you a second to slow down and intentionally think about the moment and the story that you're capturing. And then that kind of enters you into being more intentional about how you're communicating your perspective of the world and communicating that story to others.
And with developing, you know, there's nothing instantaneous. You have to wait and see how things turned out, you know. There's a mystery to it.
Yes, there's a mystery to it. And it really, you know, film is expensive as well. So it really makes you think before you click.
We're talking about Photo Op. It's a nonprofit organization and visual workspace for photographers, videographers as well in Appleton. And we have John Adams, who co-founded Photo Op, and Shar Brandes, who sits on the board and helps to run events. John, you've worked in the film and video industry around the country, Chicago, New York, L.A. Now you're back in hometown. What drew you back to your hometown of Appleton?
That's interesting. I've always really liked this place. I love big cities. I love being able to travel. But when I came back a number of years ago, it was really a welcoming response to like being able to go and do things. I was running art galleries and photo stuff in other places, and it felt very hard to do in the sense that there's a lot of people that are out there doing it. And this community was really, really receptive to me coming in and really wanting to do something and do something and have that support. So I think the biggest thing about Appleton is in the Fox cities in general is it really embraces and is welcome to new ideas and new things and people who are going out there and trying something, doing something a little bit different, and being really receptive to that.
Shar, what is your take on the creative scene like in the Fox Cities?
I mean, it's one of the biggest reasons why I choose to stay here and live here in the Fox Cities. Especially just from a creative standpoint, people are just so receptive to creating and experimenting with art. And It's unlike any other city that I've really experienced when it comes down to that.
You know, Shar, getting into photography as a hobby, it can seem a little bit intimidating. What advice do you have for someone who's curious about stepping into the world of photography, especially more of that old school film photography?
Starting any kind of new hobby, and especially when it comes to photography, can be so daunting. And I would say my biggest advice is all about people. Surrounding yourself with people who are doing the same things or are passionate about the same art form. I mean, especially photography, it can be so isolated, and being able to come together and share ideas and understand, even from the technical standpoints of what you're doing with film especially, is the best way to learn and grow in your hobby.
John, from an organizational standpoint, has it gotten more expensive to stock photo op with the rolls of film and the developing, you know, equipment? How does photo op keep this affordable for the community?
Yeah, it has. We definitely have really kind of grown into, you know, being able to open up our darkroom just this, you know, this year. Our film, we do have like film sales that kind of offset some of that cost, but it is expensive. Really, it comes down to the grassroots effort of our community. Just coming out and supporting us from our local events, you know, from film screenings to art openings to small donations, recurring donations, all that kind of stuff really, really helps us grow. And we want to offer as much as we can for free. Obviously, nothing is free, and there are expenses, so we do need to make some money on stuff. But really, it's all about the experience. And as long as we can keep people coming in the door, we can grow our base of interested people, and not just interested in photography, really just interested in supporting community, supporting an art form, and supporting people that they surround themselves with is really important. And that's how we're going to continue to grow.
There's also talk of how this year being the year of analog, what kind of interest are you seeing from younger generations looking for a break from the digital world?
I'm seeing, for me, I love it. I've been talking to, we've been doing a lot of high school classes, field trips and that kind of stuff. And it's, what I've been seeing is that the kids are really looking at just disconnecting for a little bit. They're trying to figure out something tangible, like Char was saying earlier, being able to go in the dark room or to be able to make a print and see a negative. Something like that is really important. The ability to create an image with a cell phone these days is so easy, and it's come second nature to so many kids. So they already understand, you know, maybe how to pose or how to take a photo. But really slowing down and taking that moment and making something deliberate, I think is really, really important for the younger generation. And I think it's important for the older generation. I think it's important for everybody. I think we all want to disconnect right now a little bit from our phones, from our computers, and slow down and think about what we're doing.
That's exciting. You're getting into the classroom, into the high school.
Yeah, we've partnered so far with four different school districts, from Green Bay to Neenah, and that's in school programming that we've gone in and done, and then also field trips and classes and workshops outside of their school into our building.
And Char, looking at your online events calendar, Photo Op is a busy scene. You've got a film development night, you've got show and tell with local photographers, a book club. What are some of the workshops and other cool things that you have coming up?
Oh, yeah. We're very busy, especially moving into this year. We have high hopes and goals for this year. All of our programming is volunteer run. And this year, I'd say like some of the things that we're looking forward to is we launched a new program for a book club, a photo book club. And it's very community driven. People come in and bring a book, a photo book of some sort, and we sit down and we talk about what we like and share different photographers that we look up to. And it's a really awesome program. And then I'd also say our film development nights are a community favorite. And that's just a night where we all get together and develop our film together.
John, there are other communities listening to this wondering, what advice do you have for other, you know, cities around Wisconsin that want to create resources like yours to just fuel that local creativity and build new relationships?
Yeah, I think it's really an important thing to just start, just try something small. And really, our goal from the beginning was to create a little micro community with inside of our own thing. And now we're trying to grow that, you know, it starts with photography and video, and then it grows to, you know, writing, because writing also has a place in filmmaking. And then it grows to animation. And like, and so there is a way to grow it. But I think really just starting small and trying to look at and be receptive to what your community wants is really great. It really is it's just like taking a photo. It's everyone's like, oh, what's the best camera to use? And it's whatever camera you have. Like take the picture, start the program. Just try if it's something you believe in.
And then see what happens.
Absolutely.
Well, Shar and John, thank you so much for joining us and sharing Photo Op.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. I really, really appreciate being here.
That is John Adams, freelance assistant director in Appleton and one of the co-founders of Photo Op, and Shar Brandes, who serves on the board of Photo Op and is involved in programming. We've been talking about how Photo Op has sparked community connections and creativity with people learning about the art of film photography. And thanks to Don in Appleton for this suggestion. You can email us your story ideas. Send them to wisconsintoday@wpr.org.